who are our police, and the police are our people.
On February 22nd, 2024, the police department partnered with the Kennesaw Advisory Board and scheduled a talk-a-time event at the Ben Robertson Community Center to connect with citizens and discuss their community. The Kennesaw Advisory Board gave out homemade tacos to citizens and had a Q&A session discussing the procedures of how the Kennesaw Police Department keeps the town safe. There were multiple police officers there that gave their honest answers on their experiences with the force and how they've acted. My name is Samaya Kerwin, and today I'm going to give you the exclusive insight on what the police have to say to the concerns of the citizens of Kennesaw and how we can better build the relationship between the community and the Kennesaw Police Department. When the meeting started, it was an open floor Q&A. The police department asked everyone if they had any questions about the police department and how it worked. They immediately opened the floor and allowed anyone to ask them anything. Chief of Police Bill Westenberg and his staff had a few things to say about how the police are actively involved in the community. Let's see what he had to say about how to contact the police department if someone had a problem.
We recognize that some folks just aren't comfortable with coming into the police department, especially if they're filing a complaint that they think could result in retaliatory issues. So we want to make sure that we give the opportunity to anyone and everyone. So there is actually a QR code that's out there. If someone is on scene of a situation, they can scan that QR code. That opens up to a questionnaire that allows that person to file a complaint. That complaint then goes to an email address, and it is received by myself, the entire command staff, and the internal affairs supervisor. From that, we're able to look into it and make sure it gets investigated. Sometimes people will send anonymous complaints in, and that's completely okay as well.
The conversation moves along into how the police department finds helpful resources, like counseling, to help them after bad days at work. This is what Joy Policarpio has to say.
We have partnered with KSU that has also, we just started it this year, where we speak to a counselor, at least wants to get a basis of where we're at. And I think that is really important because we talk about meeting people every day, right? The calls that we go to, as the chief stated, we are not there because you're having a great day. And the thing is, people don't understand is you call the police that one time and you see us, and you may not see us again for months later. If you're good, years later, right? You go from 10 calls a night to 40 calls a night. So these officers are experiencing these traumas more than one time.
When the Q&A part ended, I spoke with Madeline Urchena, who was recently elected for city council, and asked why the event was important to her. She said this.
Well, I know that I feel grateful that the police department has really tried to engage in more than just one way. They've had a variety of events, and I like that this event was kind of unique in the way that they had a panel, and it was more giving the community that chance to ask questions and get those direct answers, which is a really important piece.
When asking Chief of Police Bill Westenberg why this event was important to him, he said,
engagement is extremely important, that we recognize there's so many different types of people, races, religions, cultures, perspectives, and to come across in a real way with an openness and a transparency so that people feel welcome from the police. And I think I mentioned the earlier part of the evening that the police are the public and the public are the police. So they're together and levels of harmony. That's kind of what I'm looking for this. Actually, our Citizens Advisory Board threw out the idea and said, hey, maybe we need to do this. And I was like, yes. I know that for me, looking to the advice of the Citizens Advisory Board is the first part. Them feeling welcome enough to make recommendations like this is a second part. But them, everybody coming together to actually pull it off is the biggest thing. So.
When interviewing Public Information Officer David Buchanan, we had to take a step out of the room to hear him in a quieter space. He organizes all the community events for the police department. He shared some of his favorite parts about his job and how he gets to experience all the positive parts of the community.
My favorite part about my job is I get to see all the positive aspects of our community. A lot of police officers, you're only dealing with people when they're having the worst day of their life. When you're having to call 911, things are not going well. I have the opportunity to go to schools, go to churches, be involved with business associations and business leaders, and help promote them to make our city a better place. And I get to do that in a positive way. So very little negative interactions that I have. I mean, there are times that people are upset, which is an emotional reaction, which is understood and it's understandable. But my favorite part of my job is just the positivity. It's important for me is I was born and raised in Kennesaw. So I went to Kell High School. I graduated from Kell. After college, I worked a few places, but I ended up coming back home. And it's very important to me because this is a place that I've grown up. I've seen it grow from what it was when I was little. It's a huge part of Metro Atlanta. And making sure that, especially first as a police officer, that I know that the citizens around me, my family, my friends are being treated fairly. Also knowing that they're getting the proper service, that if they are having the worst day of their life and having to call 911, that there's someone there that's proficient, trained, and ready to help provide justice to the best of our ability.
Once again, this is Samaya Kerwin, and I'll be back tomorrow to talk to you guys about the Brookhaven Cherry Blossom Festival. See you soon.